In the early afternoon of November 22, 1963, Deputy Eugene Boone was searching the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository shortly after President Kennedy had been shot by an assassin. Soon, the officer searching that floor began to find evidence of the crime, but it was Boone who perhaps found the most important item of all. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher, and like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Deputy Sheriff Eugene Boone was just around the corner of the Texas School Book Depository when shots rang out, shots that hit President Kennedy. After a search of the grassy knoll and the rail yard beyond, he made his way back to the large warehouse.
The search eventually settled on the school book depository. The building was vacated. At that time, they had large battery-powered flashlights. I took one and went to the sixth floor with some other officers. We were searching the building. I just happened to be one of the officers that went to the sixth floor.
Soon a search of that floor commenced.
You couldn't walk across the floor in a straight line. There were books everywhere. And we lined up against the east wall and proceeded west across the building, looking for anything that really didn't belong there.
The sixth floor provided an amazing find for the officers.
Officer Luke Mooney was the deputy sheriff also. He came to the sixth floor. He found what's been referred to as the sniper's nest. Of course, all of us had to go over and take a look at that when he found the shells where the felts were on the floor.
The search resumed, and Boone soon found something odd in the northwest corner of the sixth floor.
One row of books across from the stairwell, there was a crevice between that row of books and the next row of books. The top row of books had been pushed across the top so as to conceal the crevice, and the rifle was in the crevice between the two rows of books.
Eugene Boone had just found the rifle believed to be the murder weapon used by Lee Harvey Oswald. More next time as we travel the countryside. Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.